and welcome to the Wine Over Matter podcast. I'm Laura.
And I'm Steph. Thanks for joining us for another Wine Wednesday, where we talk weekly about everything going on in our lives, from weight loss, relationships, dating, pop culture, and so much more.
We have a legit Friday night girls' night happening right now.
Legit Friday night girls' night. We are already a bottle of champagne in.
We are, and we have our dear friend Taylor.
Woo-hoo! Welcome, Taylor. We have Taylor from Taylor Made Tasty on Instagram with us tonight. She's also one of our close friends, so welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so proud of you, ladies.
Thank you.
We're proud of you, too, of everything you're doing.
Totally, and we are so excited to have you here. I think it'd be fun to share, and we'll let you share this part of how you met each of us and how the three of us kind of know each other.
Yes. So, Stephanie, I feel like you stalked me.
I legit stalked you.
I feel like you stalked me.
Stalker status.
It started on Yelp.
Okay,
so I didn't know this, but I happened to see something. You had commented or something and like started from Yelp, now we're here or something.
Yep.
And yes. I was like, wait, so they don't know each other from Instagram too?
No, we started from Yelp and now we're here. Basically, and you can share a little bit more. Before you had your WW Instagram, you had what's now your personal, but at the time wasn't totally your personal either. You shared a lot of just like Orange County things.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Okay. So I was Yelp Elite as well. So if nobody knows what that is, you get invited to parties and restaurant openings and all the things, and they want you to Yelp about it, basically.
They stopped. So I was a Yelp Elite for like 3 years in a row, and then they just stopped messaging me.
Wait, so we're all retired Yelp Elite?
I still get it,
and I don't know how. Like, I haven't Yelped in a couple years.
I haven't had it the last, like, 2 years.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It was fun, though, when you get free food and free invites to
totally. I'm like, you show up. Oh, I did get something during the pandemic. There was a Yelp event where I could go get free. I think you were here that night. Yeah.
We went free Mediterranean field.
I'm like, Mediterranean food. I'm like, oh, I'm still getting Yelp perks. Yeah. I haven't Yelped in, like, 2 years, but let's do this.
Okay, so you were Yelping.
Yes. So I was Yelping, leading. And then I remember, okay, the first memory I have of you is Dustin and I, my husband now, we were on this really long road trip from California to Montana. And in the middle, I was in Montana and I got a message and it was like, hey, my sister and I want to do the same road trip that you're doing. Can you send me your itinerary?
Was this on Instagram?
She was sharing it on Instagram.
Yeah, I was sharing on my personal Instagram. Oh, okay. And so I was like, who is this? I'm like, how did you find me? And I, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll email you. So I emailed her my like whole itinerary. And then that went from you just kind of engaging a little bit on personal. And then when I started my TaylorMade Tasty, I think it shifted over there.
So you followed her before TaylorMade Tasty.
I did. But at the time, her personal is her personal now. At the time, she was like Miss Orange County, like foodie adventure girl, and would share like all of her like basically like it was like Yelp, but on Instagram for her.
Yes.
Like all the cool stuff. So I don't know if you hashtagged like OC Yelp or like Orange County foodie.
Yeah. All that. Yeah.
So I think I found you and like your pictures were always so pretty and like everywhere you went, I always wanted to go. And so I found you through there. And I think you at the time with your WW account were more quiet about it in the beginning too.
Yes.
And then I remember one day you were doing was it called the takeover?
Yes, the WW takeover.
Yes. So you got invited to do the takeover. And so that's when like you announced it on your other page and like welcomed like people from your real life or people that stalk you like me on Instagram. So I was like, oh, so then I followed you for months, I'm pretty sure. When did you do your meetup? Wasn't it like summer of 2018 or something?
Yeah. The swap?
No, did I say meetup? The takeover.
Oh, that was March of 2018.
So you had just been doing WW for a couple months before they asked you? Wow. Yes. That's awesome.
I know.
So yeah, I think I started following you then, and then it took me, so that must have been March, and then it took me until July to actually start. And I remember like little things, like I was always obsessed with your yogurt bowls and you put like she puts pretzels in her yogurt bowls. Oh my god. And they were always so pretty, like she'd hold it in her hand and
you've always been a good
food photographer. And then you're like egg breakfast sandwiches. And I'm like, why is she eating like the best stuff but losing weight like crazy? Like, I need to know what she's doing. So I followed for a while
before I started. I have to tell a funny story. I remember the first time Taylor came to my old house in Irvine. Like, one of the first things she said, she's like, oh, I'd be going out in front of this bush to be taking my food from. Yeah.
This now like, knows. This is now really good. Right? Like, this nobody
is
really else.
Like, this is a prime bush. Really good lighting.
Good floral background. Yes. She's like, oh, I'd be taking my food from here. I was like, I don't usually walk downstairs and go searching, but.
Oh, my gosh. So
I'm
how
pretty sure I took at least one or two out there.
You're like, this is my new bush. How long did you guys follow each other for then?
So I think I found her on Taylor Made Tasty first, and then we became friends on our personal IGs too. But I don't think she was doing the whole like Yelp type stuff when
That was like strictly WW when you
I
first started.
I pretty much stopped going out when I started losing weight.
You're like, I'm like, oh, this is boring.
So that's the secret.
Right.
No, but so I don't even remember how we started talking. I know the first time we met, which that was like just 3 months and a couple, or 3 years and a couple months ago, I think was when.
Dang,
I know it recently.
To the month, do you remember?
Well, I know it was because it just popped up in our memories. Aww. Within the last month or two of like the first time we met. But
so I remember being in Vegas.
Yes, that was it.
I was like,
you met in Vegas?
No. I was in Vegas. And we went to a Ducks game against the Knights in Vegas, and I was wearing an old school, like, Mighty Ducks jersey,
That's right.
Laura messaged me and was like, oh, I love your jersey, like, where are you from, kind of thing, and then figured out that she was from down here, and,
How awesome.
And then the first time we met was, like, a Ducks event. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even, like, WW related.
No.
And you both just happened to be there or planned to go together?
No, we planned to go together.
Oh, how fun.
We plan to go together. And then, so that was like 3 years ago, a couple months ago. And then I saw just in the memories yesterday was the first actual WW meetup I went to, which was at her house.
Mm-hmm.
She did like a Memorial Day barbecue.
Yes. So fun. My tiny little home, my little studio.
Aww.
And so that was the first time I met like some of the other like WW people that I'm friends with today. Like, I'd already met Katie, but like Ashley and Sylvia and things like that. That was the first time I met
so
them.
So fun. Yeah. My first time meeting Taylor was, so I stalked her for before January. I don't even remember when, but I didn't actually meet you until October of 2018. And she invited me to like a jumps class. How do you even describe a jumps class? What are they called?
Was this like Obrea was doing?
Kangoo jumps. Yeah. So they're like space shoes? I don't know. Little trampoline shoes?
Yeah, and you just
They're like,
jump.
Okay. No, they had these shoes in the 90s by Nickelodeon, and they were called like moon bounce shoes.
Okay, yeah.
So I remember when I saw you guys do that for the first time. I was like, oh my god, that looks so much fun. I will like kill myself. But they totally had those shoes in the 90s.
It was like Halloween themed. Yes, because it was around Halloween. And I'm not like a costume person. I hate costumes. So I literally showed up in black leggings, a black tank top, and kitten ears. Like, that was like...
Time out. You hate Halloween?
I don't love.
Cool.
I love Halloween.
To my Halloween
I'll come. I just probably won't be in a good costume.
I mean,
you were I Love Lucy.
I remember, and I jumped in the wig.
In the wig.
So hot.
I was like, that would be the worst.
In the like plastic dress. It's just the worst material.
And I remember being so nervous because I think you already knew your mom went, and then I think you already knew both Brea and Lacey, who are also in the WW community. So you had already met them. I hadn't met anyone, so I was like so nervous, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go. And I went, and I was I'm nervous to do anything. That's just my personality.
True.
I'm like literally scared of everything, like scaredy cat to the max. And so I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to fall. And the people that were like host at the gym or whatever were like, nobody's ever fallen before. And I'm like, oh, okay, that gives me like
you literally can't fall. Like
it's impossible.
They tell you it's impossible.
And who falls while the video camera that they're filming for the event is in my face? Me.
Like professional video camera. The lights are off, so the light is shining from the video camera.
On me.
And Stephanie's on the floor. And then you're in these shoes that
weigh
50 pounds.
Did you have to just take them off?
I think I don't remember.
Photographer helped you.
So I was like, and then at the end of the, I got up and I kept doing it. But at the end of the class, I was like, only me would somebody say this can't happen. It's impossible. And because my mind puts that into the universe that I'm going to fall, I fell. Like, story of my life. Exactly. This is what happens. But these are just like the beginning of so many other, just from like starting just from WW and like meetups, and I'll see you at meetups. And then it turned into Grit, and everybody, you know, started riding at Grit Cycle, and I would see you like multiple times at Grit Cycle a week. And then just like friendships from there. I know you guys did the couples thing with your boys a lot. And I mean, just like stalking somebody on social media or finding somebody else in the dub community that likes the Ducks too.
It's amazing to just be able to like meet. I know we talk about this all the time, but just like meeting people in our little community. And I mean, now Taylor and I live like not even like 5 minutes from each other.
So
now.
Jealous.
It's so nice. I know you live too far.
Yeah. BFE over here.
Inconvenient far. You're not even far. It's just inconvenient. But okay. To like kind of go back for a second. So like, what made you then decide, like, because you had your, like, IG you were doing with the whole Yelp thing, like, why not just make that then your WW Instagram? What made you, like, then decide to, like, start your TaylorMade Tasty account?
Yeah, because it's fucking terrifying putting yourself out there. Like,
it is. You don't want to tell anybody you actually know. You're like, right. Oh, strangers see what I'm doing.
Totally. Yeah. And they'll support the hell out of you. Yeah. But, like, friends and family? Yeah. Oh, no.
Awkward.
Yeah. Awkward. Yeah. Yeah. And then I think about how many times before I said that I was going to do this, right? Uh-huh. And so it was just in my mind obvious that I needed to keep this separate to begin with. So uh-huh. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to make this page. And I didn't post a picture of myself for probably 3 months.
Really?
I was like, the same way.
Oh, see, my first photo was like my big old mug.
I didn't have my name in mind. I had the stupidest name in the beginning. And then
I love hearing what your name was.
The WW Sisterhood. I stole it. I know she does. That's how uncreative I am. And, oh my God, I have to share the story. So my first actual double WW meetup that I went to was also at your house. It was a Friendsgiving thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting there. I'd only met you. I think I had met you at the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had just met thing. For Halloween.
Yeah. So I maybe knew three people then if Brea or Lacey were there. And I remember, like, they were handing out name tags in a Sharpie, and you had to write your name and your Instagram name on it. And writing WW Sisterhood on my name tag was like, I need to go home and immediately change my username. This is so embarrassing.
So is that what then trans... Like,
oh yeah, then I was like on it trying to find a new name. I'm like, this is so stupid. But I also never thought like my Instagram was gonna be like what it is now either. Like I just thought it was gonna be like a food diary or something. Like, yeah. I didn't know like people were gonna care about what I eat and do, and it was gonna be so much fun 2 years, 3 years later,
yeah.
Sharing still. So I didn't really invest time into a name in the beginning, but clearly you did. Where did you come up with TaylorMade Tasty, which is like the perfect name? And now trademarked.
Yes. Right. Yeah, now trademarked.
Yes.
Yes, TM.
Congratulations,
thank
by the way.
You. That's exciting. So actually it started as Tay-Tay Transformation.
Oh, so you also did a switch.
Yes. So that's how it started. My first picture was of a green chair in the studio with the pamphlet. That's like week one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on the obligatory January 4th. I just wanted to keep it separate because it's scary. But then the whole concept behind TaylorMade Tasty when I first started was, I'm going to make the tasty videos, but I'm going to make them healthy.
Nice.
I love the tasty videos.
Yes. I was obsessed with the tasty videos.
So good.
A few
Specifically
years ago.
The comments, though. The comments section has me dying.
So good.
So good. So I'm like, I'm going to make the tasty videos, but make them healthy. And then, you know, you see how much work goes into that. And I'm like,
for those
okay.
who don't know, Tasty was like, mostly on Facebook. Did they do Instagram too?
I don't know. I would always be on Facebook. Yeah.
So they did like these little like 1 minute like cooking. Quick delicious cooking videos. I think it was. Are they by BuzzFeed?
Now I think they are. Yeah.
And so you were going to just make healthier versions.
Yeah, I was going to make healthier versions of those.
Make some like insane looking, like yes. deliciously horrible things.
Yes. Exactly. So, but then that just evolved and I started just doing like food photography and showing what I was doing. And then I took a picture of my face one day because people started to be interested yeah. in food and recipes. And so it just has like,
I definitely evolved. Feel like, and yeah. I know everybody's different, but I feel like the people like I connect with the most on Instagram and that I become the most like interested in are the people who do like make it like, I like seeing your journey, but I also like kind of getting that like window into like you yes. and who you are and like getting that personal aspect too. So I think like, I'm sure that was when it kind of like changed for you too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that first picture that I posted was about me, like what uh-huh. I did. I was a wedding planner at the time and kind of my life and loving living in Orange and the Old Town Circle and everything. And so it was, yeah, that's when it definitely jumps off, is when people gravitate to you because you're showing who you are and they begin to relate to you.
And isn't it funny? Like, there's people that I follow on Instagram, so I know there's people that follow you that do the same thing. Like, I'll follow somebody where, like, Laura shared, you know, like, people that share their life. Like, you feel like you know their husband, and you feel like you know their mm-hmm. kids, because
they... That's, like, the number one thing people tell Jeff when they meet him is, I feel like I know you.
And totally. Like, and I feel like Dustin...
Jeff's like, thanks a lot.
Which, by the way...
until, I'm not on social media.
Until recently. I feel like recently you've maybe started calling him Dustin, or, like, hubby or
yes,
something.
Yes, yes.
But for the longest time, you referred to him as your lumbersexual.
Yes.
And I feel like everybody knows Dustin as your lumbersexual.
Right. And they would say that that's to
true,
his face
yeah,
when they met
Dustin
him.
For a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
did
definitely.
That start as like a, you actually called him that like in person, or was that just like his internet name? Like,
no, just, he would always wear flannel from like the minute I met him. Yeah. And I was just, he's lumbersexual to me. I loved it.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And his so long funny. Hair and his beard and the whole vibe. So yeah, but it that's worked. The same thing like with Jeff, when actually people see Dustin before they see me. Yeah. So we'll be in Trader Joe's or Lazy Dog or whatever. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I saw him. And then I thought you would yeah. be here too.
you're like, yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love
so,
it.
Yeah.
So does it ever get to Dustin's head? Like, does he get cocky about it sometimes where he's like, I was noticed.
No.
You're like, no. Get over yourself.
They notice him everywhere. He's 6'5". It's hard not to notice him.
It's hard yeah. to miss him.
I think he got cocky one time at Trader Joe's when the employee was like, oh, excuse me, Jason Momoa. And I was like, let's calm down. Let's all
You're like,
calm
please
down.
Never say
yeah,
that.
So when, whenever Jeff, like, when he's talking about something with, like, friends and, like, I'll be like, oh yeah, or like for some reason you guys got brought up or something. He's like, yeah, they were at the Liberty Party, and yeah, Aquaman, like that. Yeah, that was like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, that was like, oh yeah, no, we know who they
I'm
are.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah. I love me some Jason Momoa. Yeah.
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, well, so how did? Why don't you tell us like how you and Dustin met, a little bit about like kind of like that story?
Yeah, so we were at. Where every Labor Day weekend is the Orange International Street Fair, and I'm so excited that it's coming
I've
back this
still
year.
I've still never
You have
been.
To go.
You will be going
you
this Labor
have
Day
to go.
We're going.
Labor Day
yes.
weekend,
it is
plan on being
epic.
In town.
Is it happening this year?
Yeah.
Thank
yes.
God.
Yes.
I'll epic. Be there.
So, food festival, there's just, like, drinks flowing. I hosted a beer Olympics at my house earlier in the day.
Oh,
so
my
like,
God. You're my
day,
hero.
The day drinking started early. Yeah, it was the best. We used for the, what is it? The thing that you light.
The torch.
Yeah, the torch. We used a plunger and actually lit it on fire. So it was amazing. But yeah, we had been drinking all day. And then once the street fair is done, you basically go into the bars. And this was my watering hole was here. I was here all the time. And he
Speaking
became
of, that place still hasn't reopened.
I know,
better,
it's crazy.
That was like one of like me and Jeff.
I
want to
go
like,
there.
Spots.
Yeah, exactly.
Aww.
So, but yeah, he became a bouncer there. And I had seen him before that though. So I should back up actually. I saw him one time there before and he walked in again, 6'5", like you can't miss
yeah.
him.
You're not
even
gonna
in a crowded
him, yeah.
bar. He's bearded. Long hair at the time, and he's wearing a Kelly Kapowski shirt from Saved by the Bell.
I love it.
And camo cargo shorts, which like It's fine. But yeah, and then he's trying to talk to me, and because I liked him, or, you know, thought he was cute, I gave him no attention whatsoever. He was like, "You ignored me all night," and then some cougars took over him. And we're like, "Let me buy you drinks. Can you walk us home?" And I'm like, "All right, I'm out of here." So then I see him there as a bouncer, and I'm just like, oh, heart eyes, the whole thing. Yeah, and basically he fell in love with me because I was wearing a work bitch hat.
You got a work bitch.
Put work bitch on the jukebox. My red thong was hanging out of my jeans. It was a classy. Yes, just like.
And this is our love story.
Yes. And
I love it. Red thong and a trucker hat.
I love it.
So it all started with a vodka soda. And you can meet the love of your life at a bar.
And I will say, that was like my favorite. So like at Taylor's bridal shower, like when you first like walked up, there was a sign that said like it all started with a vodka soda. Wait, is that photo from the first night?
Our very first photo together ever.
Oh my God. Together the first night you guys like talked.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
So cute. So y'all, you don't have to do online dating. You can just go to your local bar.
Have your red thong hanging out. Get yourself.
You need my hat. I'll mail it to you. Just stay ahead of the traveling hat.
Our next thing we're gonna put in our merch shop will be work bitch. Yes. It'll be a work bitch trucker hat and a red thong like
it's the combo.
Package. It'll be like a combo.
Meet your man at the bar package.
Soulmate package.
Oh my God, I love it.
So how long have you and Dustin been together now?
So I believe we're going on 4.5 years.
Okay.
Almost our fifth year.
So like in the beginning of your WW journey then, you were still new on WW, right?
Oh yeah. I straight up hid it from him.
Okay, so that was because you guys weren't living together yet when you were doing this, because I remember you were still living in the tiny house.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't know, like, for how long?
So in 2017, which we just started dating, is when I started the first time and I quit.
Uh-huh.
And that time I didn't tell him at all. And then he found out and he was like, why? Like, I want to support you. Why would you not tell me that? And then even to the point of like, I could do it with you. I mean, he has nothing to lose, so it's fine. But and just being really supportive about it. And then I just stopped caring. And so at the beginning of 2018 is when I was very vocal about it. Like, this is what I want to do. We need to stop going to that bar that you're working at all the time. And we went to every sports game ever. And just, it's hard when you're going out.
It is.
It's really hard when you're going out. And so I'm like, we need to cut back on this. I eliminated some friends. That's all we did was go out.
Yeah.
And so then, I was really intentional about it then. But the first time I was, this is scary. I'm not going to tell. It's like weird if they don't already know.
Yeah. And I didn't tell Jeff right away. It wasn't until we had already been dating, I'd say a couple of months, and I hadn't told him yet. And then we had happened to go out to dinner. He had had his annual physical type thing. He was like, yeah, my doctor wants me to lose 40 pounds or whatever. And he was saying I should do Weight Watchers. So I think I'm going to join that and just do it and I was like, oh my God, it got me so excited. I was like, oh my God, I do WW. I'm lost 100 pounds. Blah, 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 blah. And so that's when I cause I don't think I had really told him to the extent, I think he knew maybe, but I didn't want him to think I was some crazy Instagram, he didn't know my crazy Instagram side for a while, and now he's
and then there's
I
me
wish I knew.
Mr. Boss Moves follows me on Instagram 6 dates in, so
yeah. That's hard. That's the real deal.
I'm like let him know,
yeah,
if it scared him he'd be gone. So
exactly.
That's what I think. I'm like, at this point in the game, it's like, let them know who you are, because they either like you for that or
exactly.
But honestly, Dustin's your biggest cheerleader. He is amazing.
Totally.
He's always, I feel been super supportive of you. You have some crazy ass ideas.
I do.
And he's always all right, what can I do to get you there?
I love your relationship. He really is such a supportive partner, and you've always shown that on your Instagram too. Mm-hmm. Anybody that follows you can see you have such a supportive life partner. You guys, just the way you do life together is so awesome. You both support each other. I mean, Dustin has a little girl. You're the best stepmom to her. You're so supportive of her.
Yeah.
Like, you guys have just such a good thing going on.
How is that, like, how far into your guys' relationship did you, like, meet P?
So, that was a big conversation up front of waiting. I appreciated that because I came from home that had step parents as well. And you do, as a child, you get attached to this person, or if they have kids, you get attached to their kids.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was definitely a conversation. He didn't tell me he had a kid initially. And kind of going back to one of your episodes where you were like, no kids. That's how every dating profile I had was like, if you have kids, it's an automatic no. Yeah. Like, I will not even consider you. And then one of my girlfriends at the bar saw that he had the word Peyton on his wrist. And I was like, oh, is that like an ex-girlfriend or something? He was like, oh, that's my daughter. But he was telling her, not me. And I overheard it and I was like, daughter? What? No. So, but yeah, I mean, as we, you know, started to hang out and we did have conversations about that,
and I mean, I think you can take it, like, when you find, like, how serious they take being a parent and the whole, like, wanting to wait to introduce, like, that kind of, like, puts you at ease because you're like, okay, clearly, like, it shows, like, what kind of dad he is and, like, this is important to him and he's not just, like, bringing anyone and everyone around his kid. And I think that, like, kind of, like, almost, like, sets you at ease. Like, okay, like, at least I know, like, I don't have to worry about, like, becoming it. Because you become attached to her, she becomes attached to you.
Right.
And then something doesn't work out, and then you're like, that's horrible.
And the fact that he told me up front, like, it's exactly 50-50 that they share Peyton. And there was a lot of conversations about what the co-parenting looks like. And again, that's a really huge deal. Yes. And I am very blessed. Very, very blessed that it's a great situation.
You're so lucky. And
I saw that very early on. Like, one of the first times we took a vacation, it was a matter of a text message of, hey, can I change the schedule with Peyton? And it was like, yeah, absolutely. And that has progressed. And she even messaged me on our wedding day and messaged me on Mother's Day. Like, she's very, just very kind.
That's
and it works.
So nice. Because there are so many people who don't have that. So
no, I know.
Amazing.
And I do not take that for granted. So, and I think that's part of the reason we, you know, it goes back to, we did wait so long and then we planned a date. Like, he planned a date. We went to a Ducks game and she's hilarious. She loves when they fight. She's like, blood on the ice. Like, she wants it all. And yeah, so we just started our relationship there. She was on my Snapchat the whole time doing the dog face.
I remember, it was.
I mean,
cool.
She makes some fun appearances on your Instagram too, with her, like, her snack reviews. So her honest opinions are just like the funniest.
She is a sweet, cute kid.
She is.
So you guys met in 2017. You guys moved in together 2018 or 2019?
2018, yeah.
And then you guys got engaged January 2020.
Yes.
And then the whole world
shut down.
Shut down.
I remember being at your dress fitting. I came home from Havasu to go to your dress fitting on a Sunday, and then went to work that next Monday. Came home from work, and that night got a text saying, "Don't come back to work."
Yeah.
Like, a day after your dress fitting.
I was in Arizona when you had your dress fitting, and I remember, like, that. Yeah, because the week after I got back.
It was March 9th, I want to say, was the day that we were at the dress fitting. I'm so thankful that we got that moment, though, because of the rest of the year.
Yeah, because you were, so you had already, when you had gone dress shopping in March, you already knew you were getting married in October?
So, yes, we did have a plan to get married in October, but later, I think the 28th or something like that. So we had booked the day.
Yeah, because in March, we didn't think we would still be living this life in October.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And so as the time went on, it was like, okay, now we're in May, now we're in June. And so basically, we just came to the conclusion, like, we're going to call it in July.
Yeah.
Because we had put money down for everything. I am, again, I said I was a wedding planner. Like, I had that shit planned
and you
the
planned
next day.
It fast.
I did. We had our ceremony, like, where we were doing everything. Vendors were, you know, all had deposits, everything. And so then in July, we just didn't see an end in sight. And his one thing is that he wanted to get married in 2020. Like, he wanted to be married that year. And so we're like, okay, let's elope. And we didn't tell anybody.
Legitimately surprised everyone.
Yeah. It looked amazing.
It was so gorgeous. Beautiful.
It was incredible. Like, no regrets. I mean, I do someday want to have a party. Maybe we'll do a vow renewal or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, no regrets. It was absolutely beautiful in Big Bear, which is so our vibe.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And it was just beautiful. Like, your videographer did, it was just, oh my God. When you were like, did you say vows to pee, or you were just like talking to pee at one point? I was like,
I know.
Oh my God.
I don't actually know that I've told this part of the story, but we were already married by the time we did like the actual ceremony.
So when's your actual wedding
date? So 3 days before we got married at the Honda Center, which is where the Ducks play, at Will Call, window number one.
Were they doing some just like event, like come get married here?
No, that's where the courthouse was doing weddings for most of last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we, my mom was our witness, and we walked up to the Will Call, and she read the vows through the screen, and it was crazy. So, but they tried to make it cute. They had little photo booth.
They had a little backdrop and stuff.
And a little Honda CRV was out there with like the bows and everything.
Just married.
Yeah, exactly. Just married. Yeah. So we had already, and the reason I wanted that is because I didn't want an officiant at the actual ceremony so that we could just exchange vows. And so yeah, we exchanged vows with each other, and then I exchanged vows with P because, I mean, I'm taking on, you know, it's like we're a bond together, a whole family, and I want her to know that I'm here for her to support her.
Oh my God,
it
was so sweet. It like makes me tear up
right
now.
At least your family, like you had like some family members, like your grandma and grandpa and
yes.
Mom. And
I know. Well, it evolved. I wanted it just... you know,
you.
And then it became a little bit of a micro wedding. It's like, well, you know, your grandparents are still here. And and I'm like, I know. So, yeah, it turned into a little bit of a micro wedding, but I wouldn't change anything.
It just looked absolutely beautiful. And so, and then the honeymoon you guys did was just completely you guys. Like,
not my idea of a good
time. And I tried to convince him. I was like, let's go to Mexico. People are still going to Mexico right now. Let's just, like, we've never laid on a beach and had a drink on a vacation ever.
We're sleeping in our SUV on the road.
We're hiking, we're kayaking, we're not showering for days, just like
romance at its finest.
So you guys, like, that's how you started your relationship, was adventure.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
It's so fitting for your relationship, and really was just like the coolest
trip. And it still
looked
amazing. Yeah, like you guys still, like, I think it was towards the end of your trip, you guys still got in some good restaurants and
we did have some like bougie nights here and there, and we did stay in a hotel once or twice.
So you could get some good showers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, it was amazing. We got to see so many sites, I mean, we're so lucky to live where we live and be close to a bunch of different things. Yeah.
So gorgeous.
All right, well, I want to take this combo into where Taylor Made Tasty like kind of got taken to the next level. I think before that, let's take a quick break. We'll get a quick champagne refill, and then we'll just, in the meantime, hear a word from our sponsor. We want to tell you about Slim Chillers. These adult frozen cocktails and shooters are without all of those unforgiving calories, but still taste great.
We are talking Slim Shooters that are only 20 calories and come in 5 great flavors like raspberry lemonade and coconut lime. They don't need to be frozen, come in a pack of 30, and are great for parties and tailgates.
They also have a cream variety that are made with real cream and feature 6 delicious flavors at only 60 calories each. My personal favorite, oatmeal cookie.
Besides Slim Shooters, they offer 100-calorie vodka skinny freezers and 114-calorie wine freezers, too. I can't wait to try the blackberry pomegranate sangria.
Slim Chillers are available at select retailers, including Target, BevMo, and Walmart. Visit slimchillers.com to purchase or to find a retailer near you. Must be 21 to purchase. Please enjoy responsibly. And we're back. All right, Taylor. So you had your TaylorMade Tasty Instagram. It was like fully like WW focused. You were a WW ambassador. I guess we didn't even talk about that. You were a WW ambassador for a amount of time.
Yeah.
And then you parted ways and went focus, full throttle, into starting, making TaylorMade Tasty more than just your Instagram handle.
Yes, it was scary.
So what what inspired you to take it to that level? What do you do with TaylorMade Tasty? What was your, like, game, your goal with this change, I guess? I don't know how to word it.
Well, so I was getting DMs daily, like, wait, how do you keep your motivation? Like, what do you do? Tell me more. And I'm just like, is there something here with this? And then just doing a lot of self-reflection, like I said, in 2017, it was another year that I quit WW, or quit just on weight loss in general. And at the end of that year, I completed something called the 52 Hike Challenge, and that was 52 hikes in a calendar year. And I just thought to myself, like, what if I don't quit this time on something else? And that has been the weight loss game, like, my whole life, pretty much. And so I did not quit. I've never quit.
I've never quit.
Well, not about
that's
you.
A new but word. I've never.
No quatters here.
Trademark that.
So yeah, still in the game over here. But basically, in that time frame, I was like, how can I help other women quit quitting? And so that kind of became my catchphrase, and I just really leaned into that. And I was doing that on like a one-on-one basis through DMs and questions, and then I hired a business coach. So I had always like had the intention of being an entrepreneur, and I hired a business coach, and she was saying, you know, coach me on how to create this business and all the back end stuff. And there's a lot to it, as you ladies are learning, right?
Yeah.
And so it's not sexy, a lot of the stuff that happens
behind
the scenes.
And you work like, because I mean, you still are working like a 9-to-5 job.
Yes.
Like, I know your like overall goal is to eventually like not be doing that and doing TaylorMade Tasty full time. But like, I mean, I'll see you like 5 a.m. and lights not out till 11 p.m. Like, you're like putting in like so much time, heart and soul into this. And I know you like work your ass off.
Yeah, no. And that's just what it takes in this season right now to get to that next level, for sure. So, but I'm blessed that I have clients to do that for, you know, and it has organically built into a business of, I do one-on-one coaching. I have a monthly membership, which is one of my absolute favorite things ever. So yeah, we meet 2 times a month, and I do live coaching, and then I do a recorded version of that, workbooks, the whole thing. But it was scary. So I knew that it was on my heart for a reason. And I was like, okay, well, and what I love about it is like, I don't show up perfectly. Like, I am in this game with you.
Yeah.
I'm just 2 steps ahead of you. And it's once you understand that what is happening between your ears is where it all starts. And
I feel like those are the people that I resonate. Like, I've not, because I know some people resonate with the people that like come off on social media having like a perfect life and like every, like they have their shit together. Like, they're at their goal weight. They have, but I feel like I resonate more with the people that are like on that journey with me. They seem to have it a little more figured out than I am. They're a little bit more ahead of me, but they're still like struggling, and they're still like,
and they authentically share those struggles. Yes. And you're like, wow, it's not just me. Like, other people go through these types of things too.
Yeah. And that is the number one thing about the community that I've built, is like, I want you to know you're not alone. Like, we are all feeling, and I say this all the time in my membership, like, we are all feeling the same thing. Like, right now, everyone's feeling, shit, what am I doing? The world's opening back up. I'm so scared. Like, what does this look like? I'm doing something every weekend and now my goals, you know, don't matter as much. And like, this is scary. And so it's just, it's like knowing that you're never alone, but that, like you just said, needs authenticity because we need to know that this isn't easy. Like the first thing I'll say is this sucks. This sucks. Like being on a wellness journey sucks. We have to do all the normal things and then also think about what we're going to eat and look up the restaurant before we go there and like pull out our tracker. And
something that, you know, like we've done this enough where we're like, cool, I'm doing this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like this is never going to be an easy thing for me. This is never going to be something that like I never have to face. Mm-hmm. Like this is my life. And if I want to have somewhat of a healthier lifestyle, like this is just something I have to deal with forever.
Exactly. Yeah, no, definitely.
And I think it is just so cool. Like, I do think it's just, like, it's clearly your passion to be coaching other women. But it's just, it really is the timeline of, like, you motivated so many people with, like, just sharing what you eat every day and your yogurt bowls. And, and then you motivated so many people with, like, getting on bikes at Grit and just your journey at Grit. It was, like, you couldn't do it in the beginning. You couldn't ride a whole class. And then watching you build it up and then watching you like ride in a sports bra and then watching you ride in the front row and then take the stage or whatever. They like that whole journey people were around to watch. And now it's like you've motivated people with like your eating, your weight loss, your working out, your family. All you've gone through a lot of struggles and you've shared those, you know, on your Instagram to show people like, you know, life's just hard. Life sucks. And so now to be like able to motivate people more on like a one-on-one or a group setting and just to, you have like so many awesome just like nuggets of like wisdom. Like there's been like so many things that you've said that have like just stuck with me over the years. And I know a lot of people feel that way. And that's why you have so many people, you know, that you coach and that look to you for that because you really, and it's some of the stuff you say is just like the most simple stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like the most simple thing that you'll say. And it's like, why did I like not look at it that way? Or like, why did I not like, it seems so simple, but it's not. Like sometimes you just need somebody to like say something in a certain way to you to make it click. Yeah. And you're so good at that. You are so good at motivating others and just uplifting people. And you're good at what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
People love you for a reason.
No, that means a lot. And it's scary. Like putting yourself out there. I mean,
it's just like another thing
you ladies are doing. I mean, how much you've learned from today to when you first started.
I know, because I mean, we've only been doing this, April, May. We're in like our fourth month now. And yeah, I mean, it was a process to get here because I know me and Taylor, like we had like talked about doing a podcast in 2020. But this is like right when you were kind of in the heat of like really getting like full-blown, tailor-made tasty, and it just wasn't good timing for you, and that totally makes sense now, and I just, like, podcast was what I wanted to do, but it was like, well, I'm not doing it by myself, and I'm not willing to try that hard, like, because it is, it's so scary, and then I'd ask Stephanie, and she's like, no, it's too scary, and then I'd be like, it is scary, and then she just basically said, F it, let's do it.
Yeah, I was like, whatever.
Yeah, what was that conversation like?
I don't know. How did we get to that? One day it was just like, hey, let's do it. And she's like, what do you mean, let's just do it? You told me no. Like, it was like a hard pass. I'm like, yeah, well, let's just do it.
I think it was like a whole, like, new year, new me. I think you were like, kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
just coming back home and being like, I had been in Washington during quarantine for so long, like, in my little bubble, my little quarantine bubble, like, with my family. Like, it was like, divorce is hard, but being in Washington with family and like it made it less hard almost. Mm-hmm. So then knowing I was coming back like for good in January was like, oh crap. Like now I really have to face like reality. Cause like my mom was buying my groceries every week living with her. Like she didn't do my laundry. I did my own. But like, you know, it was like, okay, well, like here's reality of like living on your own. And it just seemed like, if I'm ever going to, and I had started sharing like a little bit about, you know, going through a divorce on Instagram, but I was still like, it was awkward for me to share certain things. And this just seemed like a less awkward platform to share things on, like just to have more of like a natural conversation rather than like typing a whole.
But I feel like even since like starting this, I feel like you've become even a little more open, like on Instagram. Like I feel like it's definitely changed how you're willing to like share more, even on Instagram, that you weren't as
definitely
open to sharing as much
before. Definitely.
And yeah, I think that's like, it goes back to the being authentic. You put yourself out there, people can relate to it. You're getting messages about that. You're being able to talk about it freely on here, and people are resonating with that. And they're like, oh, I have dating stories. I have this. I mean, your Facebook group is like popping off with with a bunch of shenanigans, and then like also people, you know, talking about their experiences.
And I really do like, you've always been an advocate for this, and I, you know, now that I'm sharing like a specific portion of my life, which is divorce, like I'm advocating for it too, which is like, share your stories, even your stories that are hard and even your stories that are, you know, just suck. Like you've shared caregiving stories and you've shared, I'm blanking on like other, you know, struggles, like death, and, you know, and I mean, just sharing that, like other people are like, oh my God, I'm going through the same thing right now too. And then you bond, you find people that you, that you bond with, like, you don't know who you bond with just by scrolling through somebody's Instagram page. Just because they like two ingredient dough pizza and you do too, doesn't mean you're going to have a natural bond, you know? But I mean, starting to share like actual things, and I mean, it doesn't even have to be the hard things you go through, but like we've also bonded with people just by sharing that we work in higher ed. Like we get people that are like, I work in higher ed, you know? And I mean, just sharing more and more about your life and what you go through really is a way to connect with people. Like if you're looking to connect with people, you have to share more of who you are and what's going on in your life, because you can only connect with somebody so much by sharing what I eat in a day.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And I agree with Laura too, because Stephanie didn't even want to tell me. I had to like pull it out of her.
Yes.
And I feel like you were even avoiding calling me.
I was. I remember I FaceTimed you from Washington.
Yes.
And you were like, what is going on? And I was just like, I've opened up so much in the last year. I was so just like closed off, just because I was always like trying to keep that part of my life that like I wasn't super happy in, like trying to make it look like everything was fine for a long time. And then when it wasn't fine and I had left, it was like, oh my God, but everybody in my life like thought it was fine.
It's not. Like when I got divorced, like people were like, oh, I thought you were like so happy and had like, and I'm like, no, that's just because what you see on social media and what you see like when we're out and about isn't my life.
Exactly. And I mean, it's hard. It's different with like your friends too. Like you feel like you should be able to tell like your friends. And now I know, like, I'll never do that again. But then on social media, don't expect anybody that has marital problems to go on social media and tell you about. That's just disrespectful in your marriage. So expect that everybody has a highlight reel, and that just expect that nobody's marriage is perfect. Nobody's. So it's not that, like, me not sharing the struggles of my marriage on Instagram. But, like, with my friends, I was like, what was I thinking? Like, why could I not share things with my friends? Like, it would have been.
I shared nothing with.
Yeah, and
friends,
it's like,
so.
And I'm sure that was a lesson for you too. Like,
for sure. And I still, I mean, yeah, it's because I think the biggest thing for me is always like, I don't ever want like a family member or a friend to like dislike my significant other. Cause you're like, you want like always things to like, when you guys are hanging out and things like that, if you know they like your significant other, the last thing you want is like to give them a reason to like.
Not. Exactly.
And I think that's like one of the biggest things I struggle with is like, because I already think if I had to go back, like, well, and I know just from talking to friends, like, Brad was never like everyone's like, everybody wasn't Brad's number one fan. Like, everybody didn't think he was like the coolest guy in the world and like perfect and stuff. We bickered a lot and he was just like, he had a piss poor attitude about a lot of things. But
I also think in the time that you and I, Steph, met, like, it wasn't my place to say something about your marriage. Like, I'm new,
so
you know?
New. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just, there were times where we were all hanging out and we went on trips and we did things and I was just think like.
Like, we were not
this,
the same.
No, not. I don't know how these two people found each other.
Yeah. I'm like so outgoing and like wild and crazy and fun, and he's just so not. And like how that worked for so many years was just like, it was crazy.
Nice person. Like, nice,
super nice guy.
Great person. Just the match.
The
itself.
There was no compatibility. Yes.
Yes.
And yeah, it was just, and it even got to a point towards the end where it was like, it was just easier for me to do things without him. Like, it was like, he's not going to want to go anyways. So why like pay the money and drag him out to go? And then he's going to complain the whole time. He's going to want to leave, like blah, blah, blah. He didn't care if I went and did things separately. So like, even like we talk about, you know, right before the pandemic started and all of us being at Disneyland, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, even me at Disneyland, I was like, like basically single at Disneyland before I was even single.
Yeah, you know? It was like all of us were like,
it was like couple,
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was just my hard reality and a lesson.
But you still are a blast in a glass by yourself. You don't, yeah, need anyone else well, there.
Thank you.
It's so important with whoever, like, you end up, like, dating. Like, for example, everything I know of Mr. Boss Moves and stuff, like, he seems like, he has his core group of friends. They seem like, it just seems like everything we know from him, like, you guys just seem so much more compatible.
Definitely.
And, like, you guys are just on the same level of fun.
Definitely.
We'll see if
I think I honestly think I'm more fun, like, but just kidding.
Have you been drunk together yet?
No, we have not. That'd be interesting.
That's a very telling situation.
Yeah.
The first drunk date.
And yeah. I'm seeing him tomorrow. I'm gonna text him after this and be like, hey, you wanna get drunk tomorrow? Like, what is wrong with you?
You guys are like meeting kind of earlier tomorrow. You guys can hang out like all night. You guys should totally get drunk.
Yes.
We're gonna get
drunk. I'll remember the back. First time you got drunk with Jeff?
Probably one of our first few dates, I'm sure. I don't know.
Really?
Not drunk. I definitely know the drunkest he ever saw me for the first time was when we went to Street Fair. And we had already been dating like 3 months. But that was by far like the most I had drank like with him. But we had like, because our dates always revolve around going to dinner and drinks.
Yeah, and that's how ours have been so far. It's been like dinner, like, you know, like a couple drinks at dinner or whatever. And then like when I went to his house, we had a couple drinks. And here we had a couple drinks. But yeah, I'm like, he definitely like sees how I talk when I drunk text him every time I'm drinking. So I always like warn him. Like I warned him tonight. I'm like, you're probably going to get some tipsy texts tonight. He's like, I love tipsy texts. I'm like, aww. And that's another thing for me. And he does the same thing. Like he'll like tipsy text me when he's drinking. And that's like another thing where I'm like, okay, this seems like a good vibe.
Yes.
Joey was like not a fun drunk. He was like cranky, mad, whiny, like, and I'm like, I feel like I'm a fun drunk. Like I dance to Robin. And
you are the ultimate fun drunk. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I need a fun drunk as a partner for sure.
Yes, for sure.
But, okay, well, like real quick, like let's tell everyone where they can find you and like give your 10-second spiel. Well, it doesn't have to be 10 seconds.
Your elevator. It could be a really long elevator if you want.
Give your little plug on.
Sure. So you can find me at TaylorMadeTasty on pretty much everything and TaylorMadeTasty.com. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Well, and I just want to pop in and say.
Oh, I have a text. You can text me.
Oh, her texts are awesome. But I just want to say too, there's time. I don't know how often you do this, but there are times where you offer free like 3-day coaching. I know one just finished, so
yes.
Sorry, guys.
We just finished one for the summer. I'll probably do one in the fall.
So look out for that because it is so beneficial. They're just like 30-minute, three days, 30 minutes where she coaches you, and then she sends you workbook stuff, and it's just like you will get so much from it. Like make sure you don't miss the next one. You're really going to have to do one in the fall.
Thank you. I will. I know. I absolutely will. Yeah, I'll take us into the holidays
for sure. Give her a follow on Instagram. Taylor Made Tasty.
You will love her.
And but there's one thing we definitely have to do.
You all know what that is.
Woo-hoo!
Flavor of the week.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Like we need it. Yeah, someday we're gonna have a big enough sponsor to pay for a real jingle, I swear. Until then, you get me.
But let's let you go first, Taylor.
Flavor of the week. I bought roller skates.
She did.
I bought roller skates. I don't know why. I just was like,
are you terrified?
Amazon. Yes, but also motivated to because I want to look cool on them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, back in the day, it was like fearless, no problem, put them on, ice skating, roller skating, rollerblading, all the things,
right? I was
convinced
I wanted to be like a roller derby girl.
Yes! That is not out of the question for me. Okay? I'm going to get there. So, yeah, but got them. I was so excited. They're like white and brand new with pink wheels, and they're the cutest things. And took them out. It is very hard.
Good Lord.
Literally, we used to skate all the time as kids. Like, I mean, I lived at the skating rink. Like, that was what we did. And it's hard.
It is. It's hard. And you're like, ankles are shaking. You're like, they're going to break at any moment. What am
you're
I
like
thinking?
A baby deer.
Yeah. So I made sure that Dustin was in front of me. I'm like, if I go down, throw that phone and you got to pick me up because I need video of course. I need you to see this. Yeah. So took them out. It was about 5 minutes. I survived. Some neighbors laughed. It was fine. I didn't fall. But yeah, and now everyone on Instagram scared me into buying protective gear.
Yeah. Knee pads, elbow pads.
The whole thing.
All your horror stories.
Their wrists are basically falling off their bodies. All of them. So yeah, I have protective gear coming, so I might feel a little bit more secure. Yeah. And then I'm just going
to... I cannot wait to watch you build on it, because that's, you don't ever just post something on Instagram and then leave it there and never follow up. Like, you show you're building on something, and I can't wait. And it's, I know we were talking right before we started recording when you had told us what your flavor of the week was going to be, and I just went roller skating randomly last night for an event and hated it. And same thing. I was like, I used to roller skate all the time, you know, for skate nights and stuff. And I was so good. And I was nervous going into it because I'm like, I can just see myself falling and breaking my wrist. And that was like my fear the whole time. And I feel like fear is what held me back last night. Like, I felt like I would have been fine if I wasn't scared, you know? And there were people in our group that weren't scared. Like, they just went out and did it. And I was scared. And so fear held me back. And fear is like the craziest thing. Like, it is something that you could probably throw on and just do if you didn't let fear take over, but it took over for me, so I hated it. But I feel like watching you like build on that is just going to be so fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'll probably feel a little bit more secure with the gear, even though I was scared into buying it.
Yeah,
I'm like, cool, donate it. Send it over so I don't break my wrist. But yeah, so got that coming. I'm excited. That is my flavor of the week.
Awesome.
Steph, what's yours?
My flavor of the week is so good. I actually only bought it because the packaging was pink and I was having a girls' night. I'm like, perfect. But it turns out to be so delicious. It is the Trader Joe's strawberry and vanilla yogurt pretzels.
So
yep.
Good.
Oh, going to follow up
my
with 100 on that. Yes.
God. They're tiny little baby little thing. They're so cute.
Even the bag says actual size. Yeah. And they're like,
that's so tiny. Yeah, when I open the bag, I'm like, oh, they're so little. But I'm like, they are so good.
Well, yogurt pretzels as it is are like,
just
I love
insane.
Yogurt pretzels.
And the strawberry just adds the sweetness. The package, I'm a sucker for packaging. So pink packaging on a girl's night, you can't go wrong.
Trader Joe's is always good.
Oh
with
my
the
God, they kill
the
it.
Stuff.
I swear, I don't even remember how much they were, but you know how much things like that are at Trader Joe's. Probably around there. $3.
$4 at the most.
And so worth it. That's the only thing that sucks about Trader Joe's, though. Like, is this going to be here to stay, or is it? Probably not.
No.
Sounds like a summer
thing. It'll be a seasonal thing, for sure.
If they're smart, they would bring it back for Valentine's Day, because it's very
super Valentine's Day. Yes. So go get your hands on some of them. I recommend buying multiple. You won't regret it. They're delicious. That is my flavor of the week.
All right.
What is your flavor of the week, Laura?
Mine is the Friends reunion. Which by the time you guys hear this, it'll already have been out for like a week or something. And everybody will be like, anybody who cares has already watched it. But so I was were you guys like big Friends fans?
No.
Not when it first aired.
Okay.
No.
So no, I was like the house that like my friend came to, like my friends would come to like on Thursday night after school, and we would hang out. My mom would like make us dinner, and her and I would like watch it every Thursday night. So that was like, I was a huge fan from like the get go. And then, so I've just been, it's very like nostalgic, and it's like, I still really enjoy watching it. And so it was like so nice to like you felt like you were reminiscing with old friends and stuff like that. So like, wait, so you never watched it, Steph?
I've watched like episodes.
But you've never like
the whole thing? It. You've never watched never the whole thing?
No, never.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, it's, that's a commitment, but I feel like you need to do it. It's binge-worthy.
I've always felt like I should. I just haven't.
It's 10 seasons of, like, 23-ish episodes, but they're
God,
only
that would take me, like, 14 years. I mean,
even they're like only 20 background minutes. Noise. Yeah, like, you know?
Oh, that's not bad.
It's, like, an easy, like, yeah, because it's a 30-minute show on prime time, so those episodes are no more than 20, 22 minutes.
Okay. I could probably try it.
Who has, yeah, you have to.
So they're all together, they're all
so it was, yeah, it was just, so I know people, so people were talking about this in our Club Wine Over Matter group, and like there was somebody who was like super disappointed when they found out it wasn't going to be a like a where are we now like type episode. And I didn't feel that way, because I actually, where I have a lot of shows I've loved and you are like disappointed with how it ends, like I thought Friends ended really well. Agreed. It was like everybody was like happy with the ending, you loved where they all ended up. And so I was like, I feel like 17 years later, 17, 18, whatever it is, like, you're opening that box for them to just try too hard, mm-hmm. and then that's now your memory of, like, mm-hmm. how it ends, and, like, it's just, I felt like it only just, like, allowed it to be disappointing, where this was just, like, an hour and 45 minutes of reminiscing and talking about their, like, time together and stuff, and I thought it was super, I cried, I laughed. Which isn't surprising.
just a normal Thursday day
for me. But I absolutely loved it. So I think if you are even at all a little bit of a Friends fan and you haven't watched it yet, or you were like, oh, I'm not really into it because it's not an episode, just do it anyway.
Where's Friends on now? Is it HBO?
HBO. Okay. So all of the seasons are on
which,
HBO.
Which, by
now.
The way, if there's any subscription service to subscribe to, HBO is the most worth it. Like, yeah. 110%.
It's a, like, we, that's probably, might be our, like, top streamed.
It's probably the, my, like, us. Probably Netflix, just because Netflix is Netflix, and then HBO.
Yeah, we watch it all the time. But yeah, so all 10 seasons are on HBO Max, and the reunion was on HBO Max.
Okay, maybe so. I need to give it a try.
But,
maybe.
Yeah. So, so the Friends reunion, my flavor of the week. But anyways, I think
I'm so sad.
I know. I feel like we should have made this like a 4-hour
I mean, the only good... It's sad for you guys because we're going to have to say goodbye right now, but it's good for us because...
We're about to whip
the
out
party's
our
just getting party started.
We got a charcuterie board to whip up and some Trulies to drink. So.
But I can promise that Taylor will be back just because...
She's one of our besties.
And so I know this won't be the last. And... Like we said, go follow her. She's worth a follow. You'll get so much motivation out of her. And she's got a lot to offer.
But thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us for this episode. Just a reminder, come join in on the fun in our Facebook group. If you haven't already, just search Club Wine Over Matter and request to join. Links to all of our socials, including links to all of our flavors of the week, will be found in our details of the episode. If you do listen on Apple or iTunes, please don't forget to give us that 5-star rate and review. More people we can reach, the better. Give us a follow on Instagram at Wine Over Matter Pod. You can also follow me, Laura, at Crunches Before Brunches, and Steph at Authentically Steph.
Thanks again, and we will see you at the same time next week with a glass in hand. Cheers!
Cheers!